Good evening. This is the 8 p.m. Eastern Time update on Hurricane Irene. There are hurricane warnings in effect for the eastern United States, from the coast of North Carolina along the coast northward to southern New England. Hurricane warning means that hurricane conditions are expected within portions of the warned area within the next 36 hours. For North Carolina, though, those conditions will begin overnight tonight. The center of the hurricane is now located about 180 miles to the south of the southern of the eastern part of North Carolina. In particular, the closest point is Cape Lookout. At this time, the hurricane has maximum winds near 100 miles per hour. That's a Category 2 hurricane. We think there will be slow weakening over the next day or two as the center of the hurricane moves up the coast, across North Carolina, and near or just offshore from the eastern United States, and then into southern New England. The main threats from this hurricane are going to be the wind, storm surge, and rainfall. This is a very large hurricane with winds that will be a tropical storm force for some areas just east of the center for as much as 24 hours. In North Carolina, they will have hurricane force winds near the center and just to the east for as much as 10 hours. The other threat, as mentioned, was storm surge. The flow of air coming towards the coast will drive a storm surge to as much as 4 to 8 feet all along the eastern seaboard in local spots from North Carolina northward. Then to the west of the center, in the inland areas, we have a risk of flooding from freshwater from excessive rainfall. 6 to 10 inches of rain, locally 15 inches of rain, which will be particularly a problem in the northeastern United States, which has had a wet period leading up into Hurricane Irene. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.